Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Wednesday, 8th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a flat note as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a muted start for the broader index with a gain of 16 points. In the previous session, both benchmarks closed in the red as investors remained cautious with the progress of the Q4 earnings season and the Lok Sabha election. Analysts expect the market volatility to continue till the exit poll. Hence, market is likely to remain in a broader range until clarity emerges. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is expected to face resistance at 22,327 level. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,243 level. Meanwhile, Bank Nifty index may see resistance at 48,360 and the support is seen at 48,198 level. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Dr. Reddy's. The pharma company's Q4 net profit jumped 36% on year to 1,307 crore rupees. Its revenue from operations also grew 12.5% YOY to 7,083 crore rupees for the quarter. Number 2, PB Fintech. The Policy Bazaar operator recorded a profit of 60 crore rupees for the quarter ended March FY24 against a loss of 9.34 crore in the corresponding period of FY23. Its revenue during the quarter grew 25% on year to 1,090 crore rupees and premium increased by 43%. 3. LTI Mindtree. The company has announced a collaboration with IBM to establish a global joint generative AI center of excellence in India, combining the power of IBM Watsong's AI and data platform and engineering skills of LTI Mindtree. Number 4, Tata Elxsi. The company has collaborated with Arm, the global semiconductor design and software platform company, to offer advanced solutions on the latest Arm processors. This will help automotive OEMs and Tier 1s to fast-track their transition to software-defined vehicles. Number 5, Dixon Technologies. Its subsidiary Dixon Electro Appliances has entered into an agreement with Nokia Solutions and Networks OI for development and manufacturing of telecom products. Additionally, shares of L&T, Hero Motor Corp, Canara Bank, Tata Power, TVS Motor will be in focus as these companies will release their March quarter earnings today. Let's take a look at how the global markets have performed. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed today, mirroring moves in the Wall Street's previous session. Investors in the region will pass through earnings reports, including those of the Japanese giants like Toyota and Mitsubishi, as well as Singapore's UOB. Traders will also brace for key economic data out of China and Japan on Thursday, with China releasing its April trade data and Japan announcing its March-based statistics. Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped on open today, while South Korea's Kospi extended gains after leading Asian markets in the previous session. The Australian S&P ASX 200 traded flat, while futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index pointed to a weaker open after the index on Tuesday snapped a 10-day winning streak. Overnight in the US, the Dow Jones Industrial Average notched a fifth straight day of gains and rose marginally, while the S&P 500 inched up 0.13%. In contrast, the Nasdaq Composite Index slipped 1%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Amardeep Singh, the Senior Vice President of Fundamental and Technical Research at Angel One, about how investors should navigate through the current market volatility and what sectors should they consider for gains.
Indian markets have been witnessing consolidation over the past few weeks, post the Q4 earnings on the back of mixed global cues, geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, cooling off of crude oil prices, and investors' anticipation of the outcome of the general elections. In a nutshell, there is a certain degree of nervousness in the markets, and also when markets, indices, and majority stocks trade at record highs, investors prefer to double-think their investment strategy, as identifying stocks with favorable risk-reward ratio isn't that easy anymore. Sectors that are expected to perform over the long term include the likes of defense, auto, real estate, banking, renewable energy, to name a few. But given the current market structure, it's best advised to go at a slower pace and adopt an SIP mode for restructuring or building a fresh portfolio. In the long run, the law of averages mostly works out in the investor's favor, provided the portfolio remains diversified and of quality stocks invested at regular intervals, as this remains the mantra for years to come. Also, reinvesting the dividends should also be looked at that, as that helps in enhancing returns to gain from the magic of compounding over the long term. Markets will always witness major corrections, will always witness increased volatility. But if you look at the markets from a long-term perspective, you stand to gain. Happy investing, stay safe, and have a longer-term view of the market.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.